Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. So we are over 6 months into 2019. So we are going to do a quick recap of kind of where we're at and the goals of where we want to go. All right, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
So we have to acknowledge this, that today is Friday. We're at home. We're at my house. I'm home. And we're recording during the day, which is like kind of like a dream, like a long-term goal that we had. Granted, I have two kiddos that are climbing all over me. Ideal and also not ideal. It's funny how your perception changes, right?
Right. As we were getting ready to start this, it's like, hold on a second. This is a Friday. This is what we've been talking about on the podcast for forever, ever since we started. And here we are.
Okay, so talking first about what this first half of the year has looked like you said, we're halfway through the year, which is really exciting, but also the second half of the year goes by so fast that like I'm a little bit, I wouldn't say like anxious, but I'm a little bit like, okay, I need to get some stuff in order so that I can have a really solid plan for the second half of the year. I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I feel like the second half of the year, we really have to have like a solid plan for like our individual business goals or individual goal, personal goals for them to get done, right?
And I already feel a little behind because most of these podcast episodes have come out last month, right? Because last month was month six and we're in month seven. So, but the way I see it, it's better late than never. And like you said, these next few months are going to fly by. So now, if you haven't already, now is the time to sit down, pen to paper, knock it out.
So let's just do a little recap. What have you, Katie, been up to the last 6 months? Tell us just a little bit about personal life and business.
Life has been crazy. So in April, I transitioned away from full-time job, went part-time with my private practice and with all these different things that I do as an entrepreneur. So my own nutrition clients, teaching group fitness, just basically everything that I tried to juggle before, I now have just more, I hate to use the word balance, but I can sleep at night. Like I feel like I'm getting to that place of I'm doing all the things that I love and not feeling stressed out all the time. So definitely still figuring it out because it just was in April, but it's been really fun.
Yeah. So you're able to like have like Monday, you like go to your quote unquote full-time job, even though it's part-time, but like Monday you like go to work. And then Tuesday, you have time to do more of this like entrepreneurial life of like teaching group acts, like you said, nutrition clients, which, yeah, I love. It basically means you're not working 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. I'm so happy for you that you have more of that balance.
And then side note, got engaged. That's kind of a big deal. Happened on a Tuesday, just walking to get ice cream in my sweaty workout clothes. So ironically, Joey proposed. I was harassing him about turning 30 and, you know, what his goals were going to be for his life. We are opposites. Like he is the yin to my yang, right? So I start talking about goal setting and, you know, ambitions, and he kind of rolls his eyes. Like, I know he has goals, but he's not one to like write them down like me. So he finally said, well, I decided what my goal's going to be. And I'm like, huh, what? And he said, I want to plan a wedding. So, you know me, it was cute. That was a big deal for him to say. So that was fun.
Yeah, I love it. It's like he could have thought of it. He could have written down this like mushy, gushy, huge proposal and that wouldn't have resonated with you as much as like, you're my goal is basically what he said, which I love it. So yes, of course, I'm like so excited for you.
What have you been up to this summer?
So one thing that I wanted to talk about on the podcast was that previously I've talked about how just like I always talk about like my schedule and my fitness schedule with the girls, balancing the girls, and I'm like finally in such a great place with it. And it's because we joined a community center, and so the girls go to the kids area. So it's become our new routine. In the mornings, we'll go, I'll work out. And it's more of just like this magical break that I have time to like look at my phone without feeling guilty, because if I'm ever trying to like look at my phone, read an email with them, it's so hard. And so it takes me like 10 times the length of time to do. So I'm like, I can actually sit down, quote unquote, work for like a couple minutes after I work out. And the girls love it. Like they love the routine. And also Sammy's starting preschool in at next month. And so it's been a good transition, I feel like, into that. So that's personal life. And then as far as business goes, So at the beginning of the year, I was doing my service-based business, which is podcast management, podcast production. In the beginning of the year, I launched my course on how to become a podcast manager, and I've been balancing that with my service side of my business, which is just that monthly, weekly management of other people's podcasts. So it's been so fun, and I've been trying to really like strategically grow, not just grow for to grow, but like be smart about my time. So it's been a fun journey the last couple of months.
I feel like your client and services, like your business has exploded. And we've both been going through this weird transition of trying to figure out, you know, okay, we're not at the point that we don't want to just take clients to take clients, right? Like the whole point of this entrepreneurial journey is being able to create the life you want and work with the people who you feel that you can most serve, right? But at the same time, you enjoy working with them. So that's been like, it's such a good problem to have.
Okay, so that was the first half of the year for us. Now let's talk about what's like our focus business-wise, I'm assuming, for the second half of the year. Let's get some accountability because we know when we say it on the podcast, like we got to make it happen.
I think for myself, as I'm still just figuring this all out, I hope by the end of the year to have everything streamlined, right? Like have systems in place for onboarding new clients and still getting to that point where I feel like I can turn off at night and shut down and be present, right? Because that was really one of my main goals, is to just spend more time with the people in my life versus always being work, 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 work.
That honestly has been on my mind too recently, is like creating more business hours for myself. And with Sammy starting preschool, I'm going to have probably 4 more hours a week to work. And so I'm like, well, I know myself and I would just add 4 more hours of work. So I spend a lot of time with my girls. It's David that I'm like most like, I don't want to then just keep working more and more. I want to have some more time with him. So I totally agree with you on that. But other than that, I would say my focus is I'm in a mastermind right now. I'm in like this coaching program. And so that ends in November. And so that's kind of carrying me through a lot of this second half. And I'm also getting my website redone. So I'm in very much of a transition period, just like you. And so my goal, and I need to put more parameters, I need to like sit down and do this. But my goal by the end of the year is to have grown and my course in a way that it has more structure behind it. And then to have changed a little bit of my clientele to be a bit different than it is now.
Yeah, it's so easy to get caught up in the hustle, right? And so learning to create boundaries, I feel like it's just that. It's trial and error, right? So I'm right there with you.
So yeah, this has been fun to record in my playroom, even though my girls are like, they're not even being loud. They're just being normal. Like, this isn't even loud. But for the rest of the year, we're going to continue to bring you guys interviews and do solo episodes on the non-diet approach that we stand by and just talk about, like, what it's really like throwing a diet out the window. Because we can talk about, like, I feel like we can talk about it in theory a lot, but it's not until we just, like, get into the nitty-gritty until I feel like it's most impactful.
Yeah, we really want to give you guys action steps as far as how to implement a lot of these things that we talk about on the podcast. And I'm really looking forward to bringing on some of the experts in my field of nutrition to talk a lot more and just share different stories and different ideas and strategies to help you be a healthier, happier version of you, both inside and out.
Thanks so much for spending time with us today. We always appreciate it. Hit us up on Instagram, Facebook. Come tell us what you're doing for the rest of the year and what you've been up to if we haven't heard from you in a while. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.
Anything else you'd like to say?
I'm so sorry for a new doggy because we're gonna get two doggies. One little one from E and one little simple by the pole.
Wow, that's so exciting.
Okay, for a $2.
Sausage.
All right. Thank you.